This year, we met one of our long-term goals. We have been talking about doing a bell program for a very, very long time. Now, that program went really well. I'm very excited to let you know that the board has already committed to try and do a second program next year, and we want to try and do that in Champaign-Urbana. We especially know that Bell was effective because we've gotten five of the families here with us at convention. Now, if we do it in Champaign, we might need to do it overnight or in some different fashion, but Amy Lund is already moving on that. And as long as we're talking about students and parents, let's talk for just a minute about our TVI Parents Seminar. We held it in May this year. Now, that was a mistake. But other than the date issue, it was a successful program. We had people present on technology. We had people present on legal issues. And we had recreation there. Similarly, with this convention, I think the goalball was one of the big hits. We had judo at that seminar. We even had parents making sandwiches and cutting bananas with sleep shades on. We ran kids camps and teen scenes at that event, as well as this convention. Now, I'm very, very excited to tell you that our students have decided to do a student seminar in 2014. So we will have concurrent TVI parent and student seminars. Illinois sent 9 representatives to Washington seminar in 2013. We've written letters after that event, and we've made some congressional visits. This is an area where we all need to step up to the plate and do more with follow-ups. Bob Gardner has graciously agreed to coordinate Washington seminar next year, and Glenn Moore has agreed to be involved. We're looking for at least one more person to work with the two of them on making the congressional appointments and leading the team that we sent. Now, I encourage everyone to consider applying. Washington seminar will be January 27th this year. And we're going to try and send 9 representatives again. The applications for Washington Seminar are already up on our webpage, www.nfbofillinois.org. Our Public Relations Committee has stepped up activity with regular announcements and publications. We've gotten a lot of radio contact, particularly thanks to Rob Hansen. He regularly plays speeches and other events that were recorded on his radio program. Our webpage has loads of content. It is regularly updated, but you can help. We need people to post photos, we need people to update the calendar, and we need people to regularly check for broken links. You know, Byron can't do it all. He's willing to post, but we've got to help him out. And I will say that also our scholarship and internship applications have already gone up for next year on the web. We have increased our presence on Facebook. We now have a parents group, which I understand has 6 new members as of yesterday. IAVS is very active on Facebook and regularly uses the event planning feature, something that I'd like to become better at doing. Now, of course, we still have our main National Federation of the Blind group. Just search on National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, and you can join that group. That group has 136 members last time I looked. Our Twitter username is NFBI. Sorry, Ron, I still have it. Beat you to that one. We gain 2 or so followers each week. And we post, because several of us do posts on Twitter, we post at least several times each week, including all of our committee meetings. We posted, I don't know how many tweets from this convention, because Byron, Ronza, and I were all posting. And when I travel, I post from the podium because some of you give me grief if I don't, and you know who you are. Yeah, Byron, you're one of them. But I have to admit that entering the 21st century, I have found, is very, very helpful as a recruiting tool. So I'm glad to be on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm glad to have people help us. Our listservs, IllTalk, which is our listserv for all, IAvsTalk, which is our listserv for students, regularly talk about interesting issues. We've talked about parent issues. We've talked about issues of employment, like what about employment applications, publications that say we need a driver's license if it's not an essential tool of the job. That was a great discussion. For those of you who occasionally post the hi there, you know, you can hit the delete button, so occasionally it gets too wordy, but I think it's a great resource for the affiliate. And I think it's especially important because we encourage others' accomplishments. You know, people announce their advances with travel, their advances with Braille. This is how Leslie Hamrick announced to us that she was opening a new Mary Kay business. And we all do want to encourage each other, and I think it's especially a good resource for people who don't live near a geographic chapter. So to sign up, you can go to www.nfbnet.org. Many of our committees continue to work steadily without tire. Especially noteworthy here is transportation. We've been particularly active with attending meetings with CTA, RTA, and the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities in Chicago. We've been working on the issue of the Venter cards. Initially, those were inaudible. The machines were inaudible. And that, I think, has gotten better. We also have issues with Venter because their website, believe it or not, is not fully accessible. You can't always pay because the amounts you'd pay are not labeled properly. Now, the other issue with Venter is that when you call their automated line, for those that are Braille readers, you take your phone off you take your hand off the phone, you read the Braille, you put your hand up, back up, and you've been timed out. So we'd like them to have a little bit more time to do entry. And I have to say that Kelly Pierce has been pretty instrumental with regard to some of this stuff. Steve Hostalis has been meeting tirelessly with cab companies that want to claim that they have accessible fare machines. Now, I think what's happening is the cab companies think they're accessible if they talk at all. Our goal is to have the same access level to the same information as sighted users. So you're not accessible just because you tell me the fare. If you have navigation information that's available for others, you need to make it available to us. And particularly ironic here is how many companies cancel their meetings when they figure out we're going to be there, because they know we're going to ask those hard questions. I think that's happened at least 3 times. Almost there, tech. Our advocacy committee has helped many people. We handle everything from what's the phone number to rehab to guide dog and employment issues. We have assisted someone this year who had been fired after years of work with the same employer and the same job. The employer raised safety issues after the employer finally figured out that this guy was blind. We have provided information on guide dog issues on several different occasions, And there are lots of other occasions that I can't tell you about because we keep this stuff confidential. Our scholarship and internship programs continue to absorb much time and monetary resources. We have committed to offer the same scholarships up to $8,750 and internships up to $4,500 next year. And as you can see from this convention, we continue to focus on Braille. The correlation between Braille and gainful employment is absolutely undeniable. Our life group works with one segment of the population, our own members, while Bell and Braille Readers Are Leaders reach out to both our members and the public. Our renewal committee meets regularly. It shares ideas. Our Chicago chapter has particularly expanded by absorbing many new active members this year. And I'm very pleased to see some of those at this convention. At Large continues to draw those we can't otherwise serve. I expect that At Large will be sending members to Washington Seminar and both conventions next year. Our new Bloomington chapter promises to help us grow. They have participated in Meet the Blind Month activities even before they had a charter. It's an energetic and young group. We will expect much from you. Fundraising, our t-shirt fundraiser, which was done in conjunction with IEBS, has been particularly successful. Our development committee is, I think, the most successful in the country. Now, our certificate program, I have to encourage people to participate in. I hear lots of reasons why people don't do that, but over time, it's been our biggest fundraiser. And it goes in to the general fund, which we always need. So please think about, there are actually 400 vendors on that list. Please, please think about buying those gift certificates. You're going to spend the money anyway. We buy it at a discount. You spend the same money you would spend in any case. And our next order on that goes in November. Now, I call on everyone to develop new and innovative ideas to fund our programs. We continue to serve on Blind Service Planning Council, the State Rehab Council, and the Library Advisory Board. It is important to maintain our seats on these boards, even when we don't always see immediate results. If we don't do that, we can't maintain our high profile as a major player in Illinois blindness issues. Our board has already committed to spring seminars, Bell programs, and a state convention in October or November of next year. We meet regularly. I encourage all to call in to those meetings. They are posted on IEBS and ILTALK, and you can always contact me to get the information on how and when you can call in. One of the areas that I think we must be more active in and more effective in is state legislation. Now, this means that we all need to help that committee move our agenda. I want to end this report with one of my favorite poems. We were saddened this year to learn of the death of our most valued volunteer, someone else. Someone's passing created a void that will be difficult to fill. Else had been with us for years. And for every one of those years, someone else did far more than one person's share of the work. Whenever leadership was mentioned, this wonderful person was pointed to for inspiration as well as results. Someone else can work with that group. Whenever there was a job to do, a seminar to plan, a meeting to attend, or time to spend with a person in need of companionship, one name was always on every list. Let someone else do it. It was common knowledge that someone else was generous with donations Whenever there was a financial need, everyone assumed that someone else would make up the difference. Were the truth known, everyone expected too much of someone else. Now someone else is gone. We wonder what we are going to do. Someone else left a model example to follow. But who will do the things that someone else did? Now, I'd like to take a couple minutes and open up this segment to hear your ideas. Above all, the National Federation of the Blind is a people's movement. We have much planned for next year, but what would you guys like us to consider in addition?
No, someone else will say it.
Yeah, we're all waiting for someone else. Steve. Yeah, get him a mic.
If Bell.
Cordless.
He's running. Poor Byron.
If Bell in Chicago or Northern Illinois, however we do it next year, and Bell in Central Illinois, as in Champaign-Urbana, happen at different times, some of us who are alums of the University of Illinois and Champaign-Urbana might like to do both bells next summer.
They will be at two different times because we're probably going to use the same crew of whoever we hire as teachers, and we need the volunteers. So I don't see any other way to do it. And by the way, this is also open for questions. Y'all tired?
Class, wake up.
All right, well, that concludes my report then. Don't lose my email. I mean, anybody can call and email me at any time. The one thing that I find frustrating as president, and I'm going to be point blank, is when I hear from a third person that someone has a concern, okay? Please call me. Please email me. Text me. I don't care how you do it. Carrier pigeon. But please don't let me hear that you're upset or have a concern that I hear from a third person. Usually it doesn't get relayed accurately anyway, so you may as well tell me yourself. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah, let's do a door prize, and then we'll put Glenn on. Oh, poor Byron.